Hello friends and welcome back to your favorite show Bollywood This Week, and I'm your host Shashi. In this episode we are going to preview two movies, Naksha and Dil Diya Hai, which are released on this Friday. Also we are going to discuss the latest status of film Lage Raho Munna Bhai at the box office, and also we are going to listen to the favorite songs from the film Pyar Ke Side Effects. So let's start this show with hot and happening news. Janiman breaks another record. The buzz is that Sajid Nadiadwala's big-budget, star-studded Janiman will release in more than 250 screens in just Mumbai, more than Krish and Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna that had hit approximately 200-plus screens. Set for a Diwali release, this Salman Khan, Akshay Kumar and Preeti Zinta starrer earlier set a record by fetching a never-before sum of Rs. 70 million for the distribution rights for the Mumbai territory. SRK, Kajol, Hrithik and Priyanka for sale. Fun School India Limited, India's leading toy company, launched the very first Bollywood dolls under the brand name Bollywood Legends, which are replicas of four of Bollywood stars Shah Rukh Khan, Kajol, Hrithik Roshan and Priyanka Chopra. In fact, Hrithik Roshan and Kajol were personally present to launch their replicas at the function held in Marriott Hotel Mumbai on the 4th of September. The Bollywood's superstar dolls have Shah Rukh Khan and Hrithik Roshan looking like the real-life heroes that they are in their trendy western outfits, and Kajol and Priyanka Chopra both looking irresistible in their glitter and jewel-encrusted ensemble. Each iconic figure is individually presented in stunning gift box-style packaging, which is endorsed with their names and signatures in gold. Anees Bazmi to do Hera Feri. The roller coaster of comedy is about to take yet another turn. After the roaring success of Phir Hera Feri, producer Firoz Nadiadwala is all set to roll another sequel, Hera Feri 3. The man chosen to write and direct the next Hera Feri is none other than Anees Bazmi, who has films like Pyar Toh Ho Nahi Tha and No Entry under his belt. Hera Feri 3 would star the same trio of Akshay Kumar, Sunil Shetty and Paresh Rawal. However, the film's other cast and credits are yet to be finalized. The film is slated for release in Diwali 2007. Madhur Bhandarkar turns fashionable. Madhur Bhandarkar is turning fashionable these days. It's just that after treading the underbelly of Chandni Bar, dissecting the hollowness of Page 3 party circuit, the heartbreakingly ruthless corporate world, and unlocking the strange of murky business happening at the traffic signal, the realistic director has pointed his directorial guns at Fashion, a film on the fashion world. Madhur was present at Lakme Fashion Week, currently being held in Delhi, to research for his next project. This Friday, two movies are released, Naksha and Dil Diya Hai. So let's preview these two movies in Friday Blockbuster. These two movies released on this Friday are diametrically opposite to each other. Sachin Bajaj's Naksha, on one hand, is an adventure mystery with him and Sunny Deol back in action, along with Vivek Oberoi and Samira Reddy for company. Aditya Datta's Dil Diya Hai, on the other hand, is a love triangle with serial kisser Imran Hashmi, Ashmit Patel and newcomer Geeta Basra. The music of both the films is moderately successful. While Pritam has composed for Naksha, Himesh gets repeated for Dil Diya Hai. Both have chartbusters, but neither of them have anything drastically different. The story of Dil Diya Hai goes something like this. Sahil, played by Imran Hashmi, runs a travel agency with a friend in the UK. But he is on the verge of shutting it down because of non-payment of loans taken while starting the business. He sometimes cons his customers and clients to make some extra money, reason his mother, who is the only family he has in the foreign land since he was 12 years old, and she is suffering from multiple renal disorder and is on the verge of dying in hospital. As life goes on, in the midst of trying to arrange the money to save his mother's life, enters Neha, played by Geeta Basra, who is on a holiday tour with her family. They book Sahil's travel agency to guide them in and around UK for sightseeing. Neha is full of life, simple, charming and very caring. Sahil takes them on trips around London, and both Neha and Sahil have a knack of finding themselves in unusual situations together. When Neha and her family are about to leave for the Scotland tour, she unfortunately misses the train. Left all alone with Sahil in London, she asks Sahil to take her to Scotland by road. Sahil first refuses but finally gives in. During the journey, Neha and Sahil get close and she realizes that she is in love with him. On reaching Scotland, Sahil comes to know that his mother's condition has become critical and there is little chance for survival. He tries to do everything right, from gambling for quick money down to his last penny to selling himself literally. But he is unable to see any way out of these situations except one option. This one option connects him to Kunal Malik. Malik owns Erotica, the sex center in the UK. He is the brain behind all kinds of illegal businesses, right from drugs to contract killing, and is a cold-hearted, ruthless man without any mercy. The main cross paths over Neha, and Sahil decides to take on the wrath of UK's mafia. The duel between a lost man who wants to regain his love and a man who has just discovered it forms the emotional tale called Dil Diya Hai. Now let's move along to see the current status of last week's films at the box office. Munna Bhai creates dhamal at the box office. Not only at home but also at the box office abroad, Lage Raho Munna Bhai is turning out to be a major spinner. There is no doubt that the film by director Rajkumar Hirani is headed to become a hit. Apart from Rang De Basanti, Lage Raho Munna Bhai is perhaps the only other film this year that has been immensely liked by critics and laymen alike. Even hit films like Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna and Fana have had their share of severe critics. But there is hardly anything not likable about Vidhu Vinod Chopra's latest production featuring the lovable duo of Munna and Circuit in their second innings. Although Lage Raho Munna Bhai has fallen short of getting the mammoth opening at the box office like Karan Johar's KNK did, the movie still racked in decent earnings in its weekend run at the theatres in major Indian metropolises and some towns in central and northern India. At the box office overseas, the film has got a tremendous start, despite the fact that films starring Sanjay Dutt have had a history of lackluster performance in the US and UK. In the UK, Lage Raho Munna Bhai opened at the 15th spot on the charts, while in the US, the film shot to 22nd position in its opening week. The response to the movie has also been very encouraging at Australian box office. Back home in India, the euphoria surrounding the film has just begun to build up, with the word of mouth playing a big role in drawing more people to cine theatres. Many viewers are coming back to see the film for the second time. According to trade analyst, if the film continues to grow on the audience in the coming weeks and months, then it might emerge as the biggest hit of 2006. Last Friday, along with Lage Raho Munna Bhai, Jaane Hoga Kya was also released. The title is Jaane Hoga Kya, but you don't need to tax your brain to guess its fate at the box office. With no hype surrounding the film and not much awareness amongst the paying public, the collection had to be disastrous and also a rand product. Overall, Lage Raho Munna Bhai is right at the top of the box office. Now let's preview the music of forthcoming film Pyar Ke Side Effects, starring Rahul Bose and Mallika Sheraawat. Pritam is one of the most enterprising music composers we have in Bollywood today. Dhoom and Gangster have been his biggest claim to fame so far. And there are allegations that some of his biggest hits like Tu Hi Mera Shab Hai and Shik Dhoom have been lifted from Western tunes. Still, one can't take away anything from his capabilities as a promising music man. Pyar Ke Side Effects is not your regular Hindi film music album, for there is a heavy dosage of English sections in most all the numbers. As an album, it is claimed at a niche market. There are a few indifferent numbers like Bad Boy and Allah Bachaye, followed by at least three very promising songs like Dil Todke Na Ja, Jaane Kya and Is This Love. So it is worth a buy. Album starts with Pyar Karke. The Bhangra beats gels with the hip and hopping yo-yo beat with a charming ease. A pop qawwali that's a winner from the word go. Tabla, live claps, electric guitar riffs and classically trained awesome vocals of Rakesh Pandit makes this number a thorough winner. Both these sounds like a pop album songs rather than a filmy song. For me, the best track of the album is Jaane Kya. The playful piano and the acoustic guitar scaffold this tightly wound number beautifully. Jaane Kya is a gem that Pritam as a composer should be proud of. Feeling blue, feeling blue, feeling blue. My heart is campy.
जाने क्या चाहे मन बावरा जाने क्या चाहे मन बावरा अखियन मेरे सावन.
That's all from me for today's episode. Thanks for joining and listening to this podcast, Bollywood This Week. Don't miss the next show. Until then, this is your own host, Shashi, signing off. Take care and bye-bye.
My heart is skin.